It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 8th, 2015. Across Pennsylvania Avenue from the north portico of the White House in Washington is Lafayette Square. In the square is a park that is dominated by a 12-foot-tall statue of Andrew Jackson, mounted on a magnificent horse that is reared up on its hind legs. It was commissioned in May 1847, cast in 1852 by sculptor Clark Mills, and dedicated on January 8, 1853 by Senator Stephen A. Douglas of Illinois. It was the first bronze equestrian statue made in America, and it was unveiled 162 years ago today. That date was chosen because 38 years earlier, and exactly 200 years ago today, Andrew Jackson achieved his greatest military victory at the Battle of New Orleans. Jackson's horse at the famous battle was named Duke, but Mills modeled the horse in the statue from his own stallion named Olympus. The sculptor trained Olympus to stand on his back legs to model the heroic pose. Copies of the statue are also found in New Orleans and Nashville. The front of the base bears the inscription, "Our Federal Union, it must be preserved," which recalls a toast Jackson, then the president, gave at a banquet on April 13, 1830. His own vice president, John C. Calhoun, was a staunch champion of states' rights and had suggested that in order to preserve that landmark of American liberty, the only answer might be secession. Jackson was opposed and offered the toast, "Our Federal Union, it must be preserved." Calhoun's toast in reply was an ominous prophecy of events to come a generation later. "The Union, next to our liberty, the most dear. May we all remember that it can only be preserved by respecting the rights of the states." The 8th of January has another remarkable association with Andrew Jackson. In the dining room of the Hermitage, his splendid home near Nashville, is the celebrated 8th of January mantle, made by a soldier who fought under Jackson at the Battle of New Orleans. For 24 years, the soldier worked on it only one day a year, on the anniversary of the battle. Made of hickory wood, it was presented to Jackson on January 8, 1839. He had it installed exactly one year later. For the remainder of Jackson's life, 5.5 years, it was a sacred reminder of his role in protecting the nation in the face of foreign invasion. Sculptor Clark Mills was only 32 years old when his great statue was dedicated. He would live another 30 years and complete other notable works, particularly the Statue of Freedom, which stands 19.5 feet high atop the dome of the United States Capitol. But the Statue of Jackson remains his best-known work. At its unveiling, Stephen Douglas concluded his tribute to the general in these words: "He still lives in his heroic achievements. He lives in the spirit of the age and in the genius of progress, which is to ennoble and exalt humanity and preserve and perpetuate liberty." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 8th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.